Hello, this is Aaron Jones with another Magic Boo from Japan, and today I want to talk about professionalism. As you see, some of my last audio boos have been about getting dressed, rehearsing your show. It's all about acting professional when you're doing your magic show. And this doesn't just go for the show part, but when dealing with your clients as well. Because remember, if you are being paid to do a show, they are your client and they are hiring you to fulfill an entertainment need for their event, for their party, for their company, whatever. So you gotta always make sure that you look and act professional when dealing with your clients because it will grow your reputation. And again, this goes back to things I talked about being dressed nice and routining and talking nice and polite and taking care of your customer, because if you are getting paid, you are running a business and you want to take care of your customer's needs, and you want them to feel not nervous about if you're going to show up to the show. So you always want to make sure you follow up with anything, with phone calls and everything. So what I usually do when I do shows is, of course, you make the thing, you make the show event, you book the event, and you do your contract. And then you send a letter of thank you before the show. And I also always contact before the show to remind that I'll be there. This is what time I'm showing up. This is what I need. What do you want me to need? That way, so when I arrive at the show venue to set up, everything is taken care of. And the client themselves is not worried that you're going to show up and not knowing what you're going to need when you arrive. It's very important to keep this contact up. And with the internet, it's easy to do it through email, but it's also very good to keep in contact over the phone. It's easy to forget to use a telephone and just use email or messages to contact your clients, but it's always good to talk on the phone. There's a few reasons why I think this is important. One is it makes it more personal, and that you're taking the time out not just to send the message in the middle of the night, but you're actually taking the time to phone them and to talk about it, and it also makes them more relieved. And then later, follow up with an email outlining what you talked about on the phone, with the things that if you need special microphones or staging with that information, or if you have special lighting cues, depending on the show that you're doing, you have a show layout. That way, you come professional and you look professional and you look like you're prepared for the show and know what you're doing. And that will go a long way into getting you rebooked. Because a lot of magic business is not just getting the show once, but it's to get booked back. If you're working at a regular event that happens every year, you know, you want to have that show, if possible, every year. I have different thoughts about doing it every year for a long time. If you don't change your show, sometimes it's good for the event. It might be bad for your business, but sometimes it's good for the event to have something new for the event, not just the same magician every year. But anyways, in a lot of cases, you do want to be booked back occasionally, or get booked to different events by the same client. And if you come out looking professional, prepared, you dress nice, your show is set, you come up to the show, set up the show, do it perfectly, you clean up the show, leave professionally, and it will go a long way into your reputation, not just as a performer, but as a business person and your reputation, which is part of the battle if you're doing shows trying to make a living, is the business aspect. And there's a lot of business books out there about other things. You know, read those. Take a course because it's very, very important. And as I learned a lot of my business techniques from my old magic teacher, Tony Ng, and he was very, very, very strict about this when he was teaching me about being professional with the client and following up on phone calls and making sure that everything is done properly, so that the customer is never worried about your show, if you're going to show up and what you need. But they know what you need, and that you and they are secure in what you're going to do. And it goes a long way to getting you rebooked and will grow your reputation, not only as a performer, but as a business person, as I mentioned before. So that's a little bit of my thoughts on being professional in magic on the business side. If you have any comments, suggestions, you want to give your advice, you know, let me know. You can publish it on my website in the comments, or at aaronjones.com, or on the Magic Boo site, or send it through Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or on Facebook. These are all linked through these websites. So feel free to comment there. I'd love to hear your feedback. That's all for this Magic Boo for today. And till next time, talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.